Welcome to the Bartholomew Town Podcast Holiday Special.
All right, folks, Christmas Eve is officially upon us here in southern New England. Can you believe it? Maybe you're in the car right now, running around, trying to get ready for tonight. Maybe you're prepping a big meal for tomorrow. Well, let me suggest that you head over to Urban Greens Co-op Market right here in Providence. Now, Urban Greens, it began as a buying club in 2000 with just 22 members. It's now grown to include over 1,900 members, with the market on Cranston Street in Providence as the central hub of the co-op. And they're proud to support the health and well-being of the greater Providence community. Now, you're probably asking, Bill, do I have to be a member to go shopping at Urban Greens? I don't have time right now to join, even if I'm interested. It's Christmas Eve. Come on. You do not have to be a member of Urban Greens Co-op to shop at the store on Cranston Street in Providence. But hey, why not, while you're there, ask them about joining the co-op and hey, check out some of the events listed on their calendar. Now, Bartholomew Town listeners, you may be aware that I am a longtime vegetarian, and Urban Greens, they've got exactly what I'm looking for, some of my favorite delicacies in the vegetarian category. And you know what? Why not be ready for the vegetarians in your family? Surely you've got a couple of us in the mix. So Urban Greens, it's Christmas Eve. Do something exciting. Do something new. Take your shopping to the next level. Head over to Urban Greens Co-op Market, 93 Cranston Street here in Providence, 401-273-0362. That's Urban Greens Co-op Market in Providence. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all throughout the Ocean State, the movers and shakers prepped for the holiday they celebrate. From Nasonville's pines to Musquamaket's sand dunes, members of the Rhode Island media are blasting holiday tunes. From Breton Point to the Moosup River Valley, with excitement they wrestle for the fabulous occasion of the Bartholomew Town Podcast Holiday Special. We'll hear wonders of the state like a fine-tuned kitchen, from various roadie classics sharing their holiday traditions. Atop the Superman building, I look from above, and with a ho, ho, ho and a chuckle, I shout,
"Hey, Gov!"
My favorite holiday tradition is Christmas Eve. I'm Italian. Christmas Eve is a very important day in my family. We all go to my mother's house. We have the traditional Italian seven fish dinner. It's my favorite thing. We all help to cook. All the children are there. All the cousins are there. And it's just great.
Thank you, Governor.
Just beyond the beauty of the State House's artificial tree, a bit of Christmas sporting with Lieutenant Governor McKee.
So we got the McKee family holiday Christmas, I guess. It's always a day after Christmas ping-pong tournament. So 30-something contenders. This is your favorite tradition?
Our family gets extended, Bill, too.
Yeah.
Right? So it's anyone and anyone that's kind of been touching base with us. We've been fortunate enough to have a lot of the... I come from a pretty large family, so two brothers, two sisters, and then so when we put all the kids together, all the families together, just on my side, there's probably 25, 30 people for dinner.
Yeah.
And now it's growing. Now that our kids are getting, it's on their families, right? The ping pong tournament is kind of special, though.
Yeah.
So the day after Christmas, I treat everybody to a movie. I think this is going to be the Mr. Rogers this year. I think everybody's going to go see the Mr. Rogers film this year.
Yep. Can't beat it.
In the fancy seats at one of the theaters, we'll pre-buy the tickets, and then we'll have anywhere from 20 to 30 people show up for the movie.
Terrific.
And then after that, we go over to my brother Jim's house. He takes his garage space, which has got a fairly large garage, like a three-car garage. A ping pong table goes in each a garage door, and he closes it off, and then we have the family picks the teams, and it's three-person teams. And then we do round robins for the next 2 hours. And then I leave, and then the younger kids stick around and do the adult liquor games.
Our next guest is to ingredients as a blower is to glass. Ho, 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 Chef Frank Terranova. Now that's cooking with class.
This is a nice state. Aesthetically, other stuff is issues, but what are you going to do? But I mean, I've got my family, and we always, even Italian background, everything Christmas is always the big one. Thanksgiving is huge. Easter is big in the Italian, but Christmas is like the ultimate.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it. Matter of fact, everything, my house is already decorated inside. I'll take my granddaughter out Saturday, and we'll probably knock out the lights outside.
So you're full in on the lights and everything.
I use lasers now. I'm not going to do like the Griswolds. It's too much of a pain in the neck.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Providence is full of magic, says Michelle Cruz of Trinity Rep.
And Providence Downtown Parks Conservancy, they've been really, really amazing in this. And we hope to make it, you know, a way to activate a public square and, really appreciate our neighbors all across our community.
And NAACP Providence Prez Jim Vincent says Thanksgiving football puts pep in his step.
Probably the Turkey Day game, the high school Turkey Day game.
The high school football action.
High school football playing on Thanksgiving Day. I think that's great.
Near a fanciful fireplace, I sought a local gem in hopes that I'd get a description of the holiday season from him. Then the wind swirled, time stopped, and I heard a ho, ho, ho. Suddenly appeared Scott McKay of the Publix Radio.
One of my favorite traditions, actually, is going to Boston Common to see the lights. I've done it since I've been a little kid, and I've always enjoyed it, and it's just really nice to see people in an urban environment doing that. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I also, the biggest thing that I do, and that every year I go to, is the Christmas Carol service at Central Congregational Church. It's always held just before Christmas, and it gets 700 or 800 people. The whole neighborhood seems to come, and that's a tradition that my wife and I really appreciate. That's probably our favorite tradition.
Amazing. All right. Well,
it's pretty cool. It's a really great service, the Christmas Carol service at Central Congregational. It's lovely.
I was shocked as I stepped out that it began to snow. Then I heard the distinct voice of Steve Klemkin of WPRO.
Well, you know, years ago when my daughter was young, we used to take her to La Salette Shrine. And, she and her grandparents, and it would just be a great family holiday tradition, I think. We did that for a few years. Now, she's grown, and we are as well. But often through the years, we like to visit some family friends over in Tiverton. They're always inviting us, around the holidays to come visit, and that's how we spend our time with friends, which is over in Tiverton, a very nice spot by the water. And although we don't go out on the water in winter time, it's just getting together with friends, really. As you mentioned, Bill, I'm a native New Englander, not originally from Rhode Island, but from Connecticut originally. We don't have a lot of holiday traditions per se, but I'd say just getting together with family and friends is just the happy memories for me, really, come the holiday time.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. DeCastro knows the season, and I'm talking Big Ben.
Yeah, I think there's a few things you definitely need to do. A trip to La Salette Shrine over there in Attleboro, Massachusetts is always one. You get a good cup of hot chocolate and walk around and enjoy it. And then, you know, the Big Blue Bug lighting, that is our Rockefeller Plaza tree.
It's yes, it
more
is.
So than the State House lighting, more so than anything else. To me, that is the big thing. I mean, the news stations take it live. It was a great night this year. We did it back, and they don't do it too early. They only do it the Monday before Thanksgiving, just to give people a good time to enjoy nibbles all lit up there every night. But that's always fun.
Yeah, spectacular stuff. Yeah, La Salette Shrine's come up a few times. The bugs come up a few times. What about like things that are kind of very specific to your world?
For me personally?
Yeah, you personally, I guess.
Yeah,
obviously,
you know,
those things are too.
It's getting together with the family and friends. You know, my wife is from the upstate New York area, so we actually did Christmas a little early this year. We did it back on Columbus Day weekend because we were there. She had family in from all other parts of the country. The biggest tradition, though, I have is I still have the plate my grandmother gave me for my first Christmas plate. It was made by when she did ceramics back in the day when that was a thing. The only issue is it's about 7.5 inches diameter. So I have to fill it like 10 times for Christmas.
Yeah, a lot of refill action there.
One course at a time on this little tiny. No, but it's awesome. I have a little case for it and everything, and that is it's very special. So that's my little personal thing. But you know, I always just love going out and seeing the lights, and you know, there's so many great little shops that open up more hours. Local artisans, local artists, local people doing stuff. It's cool. It really is something special.
Then a jingle jangle sounded high above Narragansett Bay, and to my surprise, I received a phone call from the great songwriter and artist, Dan Blakeslee.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I always notice, like, on the holidays, you're like, you're walking around and people always say hi. And it's like, hey, let's do that every day. I started doing this thing where I just kind of nod and say hi to people as I'm walking by, and most of the time, like 90% of the time, people look away, they're like, oh, man, that guy's weird. but then the other part of the time, it's like you can tell, it's like people are like, oh wow, oh my god, someone said hi to me.
To all of the listeners and guests of this show, a sincere appreciation on this season oft depicted with snow. And to all of you, with a chuckle and a twinkle in my eye, happy holidays, and don't forget new episodes every Tuesday and Friday.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.